Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I want to do G-Money Sports Report right now. Let's talk, let's see, what are we going to talk about? Okay, we're going to talk baseball for a second. I want to give a shout out to the Texas Rangers for winning the World Series. I don't think we gave them a legitimate congratulations on the radio this week after they won the World Series. So I want to congratulate the Texas Rangers for being the World Series champion. All right. Congratulations to the Texas Rangers. In fact, let's give them a hand. Yay. Clap, clap, clap it up for the Texas Rangers as they are the world champions in Major League Baseball. All right. Right, clap it up for the Texas Rangers. Okay, so now that we got everybody's attention, well, let's talk NFL football. This is week number 10. So we've been off the air for a whole week. We didn't do NFL last week, but we get a chance to catch up. This is week number 10. So, DJ Papa D, are we ready to pick the winners for the NFL games this week in week number 10? All right. Let's talk Major League. Oh. NFL. Yep, week number 10. Is that what week we're in? Number 10. I think we missed week 9 last week, but we're talking week 10 this week.
Yeah, okay. So we, on Monday, we would have gone over all the scores for week 9, so let's just do that real quick since we haven't done that yet.
Okay, sounds good. Let's go over week 9. Okay, Thursday night's game last week was between the Detroit Lions and who did they play? They won the game.
Tennessee Titans and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, that was
figured
last
I'd just tell
Thursday.
You instead of having you guess.
Okay. All right. Tennessee Titans. And who?
The Pittsburgh Steelers. The Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Tennessee Titans 20-16. You bet on Steelers and under, and it was Steelers and under.
All right. Well, that's good. That's a win for G Money. So that's how we started week number 9 out with the win. Okay. So let's go to game number 2 and Sunday's game, and let's see how everything worked out for Sunday's game, number 2.
On Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs, and this is, again, is week 9, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Miami Dolphins 21-14. You bet on Dolphins and under, and it was Chiefs and under.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a loss for G Money. I would have bet on, the Dolphins to beat the Chiefs. Yeah, because the Chiefs had just gotten beat the week before by the San Francisco 49ers. So I was thinking that the Chiefs were going to have an off week. And they did. They got beat twice. So they got beat by Miami, too. Okay, so that's a loss for G Money. So I'm 1-1. Let's go to game number 3.
Game number 3, the Minnesota Vikings beat the Atlanta Falcons 31-28. You bet on Vikings and over, and it was Vikings and over.
All right. That's a win for G Money. So that's 2 wins and 1 loss. Let's go to game number 4.
Game number 4, the New Orleans Saints beat the Chicago Bears 24-17. You bet on Saints and under, and it was Saints and under.
All right. Well, that's a win for G Money. So that's 3 wins and 1 loss. Let's go to game number 5.
Game number 5, the Green Bay Packers beat the LA Rams 20-3. You bet on Rams and over, and it was Packers and under.
Wow, the Packers beat the Rams? Man, I can't believe that. The Rams don't even, well, the Packers don't even have a quarterback. How did they beat the Rams? I don't understand what happened in that game. Okay, well, that's a loss for G Money. So that's 3 wins and 2 losses. Let's go to game number 6.
Game number 6, the Washington Commanders beat the New England Patriots 20-17. You bet on Commanders and over, and it was Commanders but under.
All right. Well, that's a win for G Money. So what's that, 5 wins and 2 losses? Let's go to game number 8.
Game number 7, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4 wins and 2 losses. Game number 7, the Baltimore Ravens beat the Seattle Seahawks 37-3. You bet on Ravens and over, and it was Ravens but under.
All right. Well, that's a win for G Money. So what did you say? I had 5 wins.
1, 2, 3, 4. You have 5 wins now. 5 wins and 2 losses.
Okay. 5 wins and 2 losses. Okay. So let's go to game number 7. Number 8. Game number 8.
Game number 8. The Houston Texans beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 39-37. They just barely beat them. You bet on Tampa Bay and over, and it was Houston Texans and over.
Wow. You know, I had many doubts about that game. I switched my team twice because I said, well, I'm a bet on Houston. And then I said, well, I'll bet on Tampa Bay since they're playing in Tampa Bay. And Houston actually won the game. Okay, so that's a loss for G Money. So that's 5 wins and 3 losses. Let's go to game number 8. 5 and 3 is 8. Let's go to game number 9.
Game number 9, the Cleveland Browns beat the Arizona Cardinals 27-0. You bet on Browns and over, and it was Browns, but under.
Yeah, I bet on the Cleveland Browns to beat the Arizona Cardinals. There wasn't even a doubt in my mind about that game. Okay, so that's a win for G Money. So that's 6 wins and 3 losses. Let's go to game number 10.
Game number 10, the Indianapolis Colts beat the Carolina Panthers 27-13. You bet on Colts and under, and it was Colts and under.
All right. That's another win for G Money. I didn't have a doubt in the world because the Carolina Panthers haven't won a game this season. I think they got 0 for wins for this season. So that was an automatic win for me. Okay, so what's my record now? 7 wins and 3 losses. Is that where
one,
we are?
Two,
7 and 3.
Yeah, 3 losses and 7 wins.
All right, so 7 and 3. 7 wins and 3 losses. Let's go to game number 11.
Game number 11, the Las Vegas Raiders beat the New York Giants 30-6. You bet on Giants and over, and it was Raiders and under.
Wow. Okay. And believe it or not, we got another game where the Raiders are going to be playing at home again, and they're playing another New York team. Well, I bet on the New York team beating the Raiders. And I lost that game. So I was 7 wins, and that made 4 losses. So that's 11 games. So now let's go to game number 12. But we'll remember that for the following week to see if the Raiders can beat the Jets at home in Las Vegas, Raider Nation. Okay. So we're 7 and 4. So let's go to game number 12.
Game number 12, the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Dallas Cowboys 28-23. You bet on Eagles and over, and it was Eagles and over.
Okay. What was the score of that game?
28-23.
Whoa. The Cowboys got close to winning that game. What's going on with Philadelphia? What did they? I know the Dallas Cowboys didn't have that good of offense where they let the Eagles let them in like that. Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna have to think about these Cowboys again. Okay, so that's win for G Money. That's 8 wins and. Is that still 3 losses for me? 8 and 3 is 11. Let's go to game number 12.
1, 2, 3, 4 losses.
Oh, okay. 8 wins and 4 losses. So let's go to game number 13.
Game number 13, the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Buffalo Bills 24-18. You bet on Bengals and over, and it was Bengals and under.
Yeah. Well, I know Cincinnati got their quarterback back, and he's feeling really good. So Cincinnati's team is right behind him, and they're feeling like they're ready to go to the Super Bowl. So I'm betting on Cincinnati all the way to the Super Bowl. All right. Well, that's a win for G Money. So that's 8 wins and 4 losses. Let's go to game number 13.
game number 13. So that makes that 1, 2, makes that 9 wins and 4 losses.
All right. 9 wins and 4 losses. All right. G Money's doing really well this week. All right. 9 wins and 3 losses. So that's 12.
4 losses.
Let's go to game number
4 losses.
Oh, 4 losses. Okay. So 9 wins and 4 losses. Let's go to game number 14.
Game number 14, and this is actually last Monday night football. The LA Chargers beat the New York Jets 27-6. You bet on Chargers and over, and it was Chargers but under.
All right, 28-6. Man, the Chargers should have beat
27-6
by more than that. 27-6. Oh man, okay. Well, that's 10 wins for G Money and 4 losses. So that was week number 9. I went 10-4. So that was a good week for G Money. 14 games, and I won 10 out of the 14 games. Okay, now let's go to week number 10. And see what I can do for this week. Week number 10.
All right.
Thursday.
So there's also
night.
14 games this week.
Okay.
Game number 1, which is tonight.
Tonight.
The Carolina Panthers are playing the Chicago Bears in Chicago, and they're giving the Panthers 3.5 points.
Okay, I'm taking the Bears for the win because Carolina hasn't won a game all year. So I'm taking the Bears for the win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 38.
38? Okay. Well, I'm going to take the Bears and the over because I don't think Carolina's going to score a lot of points, but the Bears may score some points, and Carolina may actually score a touchdown or two. So with their points and with the Bears' points, I think they'll score more than 38 points. That's the total points, right? 38?
38, right.
Yeah, okay. So with Carolina's point and the Bears' point, I think it'll be more than 38 points. So I'm picking the Bears for the win and the over.
Bears and over.
So let's
game week.
Yeah. Week number 10, game number 2.
Game number 2, the Indianapolis Colts are playing the New England Patriots in New England, and they're giving the Patriots 2 points.
I'm going to take the Indianapolis Colts for the win because they should beat the Patriots. I don't think the Patriots are going to play good enough to beat Indianapolis. I think Indy, since they came off a win last week, they should have a good team. Their team meeting was really good this past week, and I think they're ready to play. I don't think the New England Patriots are going to be organized enough to win the game. So I'm going to take Indy for the win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 42.
Okay. I'm going to take Indianapolis and the under because I don't think they'll score a lot of points. But I think they'll score more points than the Patriots. So I think they'll score enough points to beat the Patriots. But I don't think they'll score more and 42 points in the game. So I'm going to take Indianapolis and the under for the win.
Game number three, the Cleveland Browns are playing the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore, and they're giving the Browns 6.5 points.
Yeah, I'm going to still take the Baltimore Ravens for the win. And what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 38.
38? Oh, that's not enough. All right, I'm going to take Baltimore and the over for the win. And where are they playing? Are they playing in Baltimore or are they playing in Cleveland?
Playing in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Baltimore and the over for the win. Yeah, Baltimore should really show out. And Cleveland will play good, but they won't score enough points to beat Baltimore. So that's the only difference. Both of them will play a good game, but I think Baltimore has a better team than Cleveland. So Baltimore in the over for the win.
All right, game number four, Green Bay Packers are playing the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh, and they're giving the Packers 3 points.
Didn't Pittsburgh already play the Steelers? Didn't they play them last week? And the Pittsburgh beat the Packers. Or the Packers beat Pittsburgh, huh? Last week. So this is
last week.
Game.
Last week,
yeah.
On Monday Night Football, the Steelers played the Titans. And let's see, the Packers played the Rams last week.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, no, they didn't play each other last week.
Okay, but Green Bay won last week. Who did they play that they won? Oh, they beat the Rams, huh? Oh.
Right.
That's an upset. But the Rams are supposed to have a better football team than that. Because the Green Bay Packers don't have a quarterback. So they're not supposed to be winning any games. And their defense is substandard. So they're not supposed to be winning anything. So they're going to play Pittsburgh. Are they playing in Pittsburgh? Not that it makes a difference. But
yep.
Okay. So Pittsburgh is playing at home. So I'm going to take Pittsburgh for the win. And what's the total point?
39.
That's a whole lot of points. I'm going to take Pittsburgh and the over for the win because they're going to beat Green Bay, but I don't think either one of them is going to score a lot of points. But I'm going to take Pittsburgh for the win. They should win the game. So Pittsburgh for the win.
Over or under?
What's the total points?
Total points is 39.
Over. Pittsburgh and over.
Steelers and over. Game number five, San Francisco 49ers are playing the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville, and they're giving the Jaguars 3 points.
Well, I don't think San Francisco's going to lose to Jacksonville, even though Jacksonville is playing like a championship team. They beat a couple of teams already. But I don't think the 49ers is going to be added to the list. So I think the 49ers are going to win. So I'm going to take the 49ers for the win. And what's the total point?
Total point is 45.
44, 45, yeah. So So I'm going to take the 49ers and the over for the win.
Over?
Jacksonville's really going to try to score a lot of points because they're really going to try to win. But I think the 49ers is going to shut their defense down, and they're going to score a lot more points than Jacksonville. So this is going to be the NFC championship between the 49ers and Jacksonville, because I think Jacksonville is the best team in the NFC next to the 49ers. So this is going to be like a Super Bowl preview. So I'm taking the 49ers and the over for the win.
All right, 49ers and over. Game number 6, New Orleans Saints are playing the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota, and they're giving the Vikings 3 points.
Really? They're going to give the Vikings point against the Saints?
Against New Orleans.
I'm taking Minnesota.
Right.
Yeah, I'm taking Minnesota for the win. They shouldn't even be close. Minnesota should blow the Saints out. And what's the
total points is 41.
41? That's all? Okay. Well, the Saints might score 20 points, but Minnesota's going to score like 30. So I'm going to take Minnesota Vikings and the over for the win.
Vikings and over. All right.
Yeah.
Game number 7, the Houston Texans are playing the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati, and they're giving the Texans 6.5 points.
No, I'm taking Cincinnati all the way to the Super Bowl. So I'm going to take Cincinnati for the win. And what's the
total
point?
Total points is 46.
I'm taking Cincinnati and the over for the win.
Bengals and over. Game number 8, the Tennessee Titans are playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay, and they're giving the Titans 1 point.
I think I thought about Tampa Bay and Houston, the Houston Texans. Is that who's playing? Did I hear that right? Tampa Bay against Houston?
Tennessee Titans. Tennessee Titans.
Oh, Tennessee.
And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh.
In Tampa Bay.
Okay. In Tampa Bay. Okay. I'm going to take the Tennessee Titans to beat Tampa Bay because the Titans have been playing good lately. So I'm taking Tennessee for the win, and they're playing in Tampa Bay. So what's the total point?
39.
That's all? Okay. Well, I'm going to take Tennessee in the over for the win. They'll probably score about 35 points. Yeah. Okay. Tennessee, I don't think, will score a lot of points against Tennessee's defense. Okay. Next game.
Game number 9, the Detroit Lions are playing the L.A. Chargers in L.A., and they're giving the Chargers 3 points.
Oh, well, I guess that's good. And where are they playing at? Are they playing in L.A.?
L.A.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take Detroit for the win. I'm sorry, Chargers. But I think Detroit's on a roll, so I'm taking Detroit all the way to the playoffs. I like the Chargers, though. I'm going to follow you guys into the playoffs, but I can't take you against the Lions, not right now. So I'm going to take the Detroit Lions for the win. And what's the total point? Like 46?
48.
48, yeah. Okay. I'm going to take Detroit in the over for the win. I'm thinking
Lions
and Chargers are really good. Chargers are going to really show up because they're playing in L.A. You did say they're playing in L.A., right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Twice.
Okay. Yeah. So the Chargers are going to show up, but they won't win because Detroit is going to put an awesome offense against the Chargers. So, okay. So Detroit Lions and the over for the win.
Lions and over. Game number 10, Atlanta Falcons are playing the Arizona Cardinals in Arizona, and they're giving the Cardinals 2 points.
And you say they're playing Atlanta Falcons? I'm going to take the Falcons for the win against the Chargers. I mean, against the Cardinals, because I don't think the Cardinals are going to beat anybody. So I'm going to take Atlanta, because Atlanta has a good team. They've just been getting some bad breaks. So I'm taking Atlanta all day against the Cardinals. That's one of those teams.
Total points is 43.
Yeah, I'm taking Atlanta and the 43. I'm going to take Atlanta and the under for the win because I don't think the Cardinals will score very many points. And I think Atlanta's going to score most of the points. But it's not going to be a blowout by Atlanta. It'll be a low-scoring game by Atlanta. So I'll take Atlanta in the under for the win.
All right, Falcons and under. Game number 11, the New York Giants are playing the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas, and they're giving the Giants. This can't be right. Let me look this up. They're giving the Giants 17 points.
They're giving the Giants 17 points against the Dallas Cowboys.
So the Dallas Cowboys really have to win by more than 17. Right.
Yeah. So that means Dallas is expecting to put a whooping on the Giants. The Giants' defense isn't expected to show up at all. Wow. Well, I can't bet against Dallas. Not Dallas. Dallas playing really good. They're scoring 40 and 50 points a game. So they're not going to fall apart for the Giants. The Giants haven't scored no big scores. So I'm going to take Dallas, even though I hate Dallas, but I don't know about the Giants. If I was in my room, my roommate have a fit. He'd say, I can't believe you're picking Dallas over the Giants. But, yes, I am. I'm taking Dallas over the Giants. 17 points? Wow. That means Dallas got to put a whooping on the Giants. And what's the total points of the game? I know it can't be more than 40, 45. what are they saying?
Dallas total points was 38.
38? And they're giving the Giants 17 points? Wow. That means it's gonna be a defensive battle. The sports books are expecting the Giants to show up and show out. But the Dallas Cowboys, they're not expecting them to show up at all. Their offense isn't going to show up. Their defense is going to have to play ball because they got to make up 17 points. Wow, that's an interesting pick by the sports book. Ooh-wee. What should I think about that? Where are they playing? In Dallas?
Yep.
Okay. So they're playing in Dallas, in Dallas Stadium. And they're giving the Giants 17 points? Wow. Either Dallas's defense is going to shut the Giants down, and then Dallas is just going to score enough points to beat the spread. So Dallas shuts the Giants down, and then Dallas scores 21 points. So they win the game 21-0. And the total points for the game?
Cowboys and under? Total points is 38.
Yeah, 38. Yeah, Cowboys and under for the win. Yeah, I don't think they're going to score a lot of points. That's going to be unusual. It's 38 points, and they're giving the Giants, 17 points? Wow. That means Dallas has to shut them down for 17 points. And then they have to score at least 20 points to beat the Giants, to win the bet. Wow. That's interesting. Okay. And they only predicting that they're going to score 38 points? I wonder if that's a typo that they gave the Giants 17 points. I know Dallas is supposed to be like ready for the Super Bowl. They're saying this is supposed to be Dallas this year. But I don't know. I don't know if they're going to beat somebody by 17 points. I don't know about that. I'm going to bet that Dallas wins the game, but I can't see Dallas beating. They got to beat the spread, so they got to win by more than 17. So that people that bet on Dallas can win the spread. Otherwise, Dallas can win the game, but they'll lose the spread. And that means they'll lose the game. And the sports book won't pay if people are betting on Dallas and they don't cover the spread. Wow, 38 points, and they're giving the Giants 17 points? Wow, let me see what the sports book is thinking. I think they really think that the Cowboys are going to put an offensive whooping on the Giants, and their defense is going to shut the Giants down. That has to be what they're thinking in the sports book. But didn't Dallas play the Giants before? Let's let's look back and see what they did the last time they played.
This season?
Yeah, they had to play earlier this season because Dallas got beat by – who did Dallas get beat by? They got beat by the 49ers. They got beat by the Jets. And they got beat by – Baltimore or Atlanta, and they got beat by who else? Somebody from their division. Who did they get beat by? Did they get beat by? The Patriots? The Patriots didn't beat Dallas, did they?
Are you talking to me or are you just talking to yourself?
No, I was asking. Because
I can tell you, I can tell you, like, whatever you want to know.
All the game.
So just ask me a question.
Okay. Did the Patriots beat the Cowboys when they played them?
Let's see. Cowboys. Starting with, so the Cowboys beat the Patriots 38-3.
Okay. And, well, just tell me, who beat the Cowboys? I know it was some low, sorry teams that beat the Cowboys.
Arizona.
The Jets.
Arizona beat the Cowboys in week number.
Okay. Okay.
Week number
Arizona,
three.
Arizona. Yeah. Okay.
49ers beat the Cowboys in week number 5.
Okay, well, that's not bad. The 49ers were supposed to beat the Cowboys. Okay, who else?
And the Eagles beat the Cowboys last Sunday.
Oh, well, that's all right. So that's it for the losses for the Cowboys? They only have 3 losses?
Yep. 5 wins and 3 losses.
Oh,
that's right.
5-3. Okay. What about the Giants?
So,
what's their record?
So what's important? What may be important is in week 1 in the NFL, the Cowboys played the Giants, and the Cowboys beat the Giants 40-0.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm expecting. That the Cowboys put a whooping on the Giants. Okay. So the sports book is giving the Giants 17 points? Well, if the Cowboys can score 40 points, then that'll be a win both ways for the sports book because everybody's going to be betting on the Cowboys to win. And all of New York is going to be betting on the Giants because they're going to be taking the point. Okay. All right. But what's the Giants' record? Who has the Giants beat? Have they beat anybody that's good?
So both teams are in the NFC East, okay?
Yeah.
That's the first thing.
Yeah.
The Cowboys' record is 5-3, and the Giants are at the bottom with a record of 2-7. You want to know who they beat? The Giants beat the Washington Commanders 14-7, and they beat They beat the Arizona Cardinals 31-28, and they beat the Commanders 14-7.
Oh, they beat them twice. Okay.
No. They beat the Cardinals, and they beat the Commanders. They've only won two games.
Didn't you say, oh, they only won two games. Okay, the Commanders and the Cardinals. Okay.
Right.
Well, I'm taking Dallas for the win, and it has to be over, because if they score less than 37 points, they'll lose the point spread. So it got to be Dallas and over to win the game.
Okay, Dallas and over. Game number 12. Go on.
Go ahead. No, I was just, that's going to be a real interesting game. Put a asterisk by that game or something, as that's going to be a real interesting game to see what the finale of that game is. Because if the Giants score a lot of points and have a good game, that's going to set everything off in the NFL. They're going to set the whole NFC off. Wow. Okay. Yeah, the sports book is trying to make their money back on that game. They're thinking that New York is going to take the Giants for the win. And they're going to give them points, too? Oh, yeah. Giants score 20 points and then get 17 points. Oh, yeah. They're expecting the Giants to blow the doors off of Dallas. And even if the Dallas Cowboys win the game, they're not going to cover the spread. So the sportsbook will win either way. That's going to be an interesting game to see what turns out. Okay. We can go to the next game. But, yeah, put a mark somewhere on the game, somewhere. Mark that one, because that's going to be an interesting one. I'm going to really want to see how that game turns out, because 38 points, and they're giving the team 17 points? Wow. Okay, let's move on.
Game number 12, the Washington Commanders are playing the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle, and they're giving the Commanders 6.5 points.
Okay, I'm taking Seattle for the win. The Commanders can't beat Seattle. Seattle has a good offense, a good defense. They got good coaches. Yeah. The Commanders, even though it's Washington, but the Commanders are just not. They can beat sorry teams, but they can't beat anybody good. What's the total point?
44.
Oh, Seattle. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll take Seattle in the over for the win. Because the Commanders may score 20 points. Yeah. Seattle will probably score 35 points. But they only got to beat a 6-point spread. So, yeah. I could take the Commanders, take Seattle in the over for the win. All right.
Game number 13, the New York Jets playing the Las Vegas Raiders in Las Vegas, and they're giving the Raiders 1 point.
Man, I'm thinking the Raiders are going to blow the doors off the Jets, and they're playing in Raiders Stadium. Man, the Raiders always play good at home. So they're not going to let the Jets come in here and win the game. That's impossible. I don't even care if the Jets bring their whole defense. They're not going to let – Raiders ain't going to let the Jets win. Not in Raider Stadium. No, the Raiders always play good at home. So what's the total point?
Total points is 37.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a low-scoring game. But I'll take the Raiders and the over.
Raiders and over.
Yeah.
And last but not least, Monday Night Football. The Denver Broncos are playing the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And they're giving the Broncos 7.5 points.
Yeah, I bet against the Denver Broncos. I remember this game. I bet the Buffalo Bills beat Denver because they're playing in Buffalo. And so Denver won't have an advantage because if they were playing in Denver, I could see how Denver is beating some of these teams. Because a lot of people can't play in the altitude. That's Denver's secret weapon, that they got the altitude, and the players can't play in that high altitude. But they're playing in Buffalo.
You call it a secret weapon?
Yeah.
Playing in Buffalo. Yeah.
They're playing in Buffalo. So I'm taking Buffalo for the win. And what's the total point? It can't be more than 40.
Total point is 47.
47? Oh, they're really planning on Buffalo blowing the Denver Broncos out. How many points are they giving Denver? How many points are they giving Denver? Seven? 7.5?
7.5.
Oh, man.
7.5.
Buffalo is going to blow Denver out. And even 7 points ain't going to do nothing for the point scores. So Buffalo's going to win the game, and I take Buffalo in the over for the win. Denver won't even come close. Buffalo has shut Denver's defense down, shut their offense down, and Denver's going to be holding on to their little 7 points. So that's not going to be enough for them to win. Buffalo should come out shining. All right, Buffalo and the over for the win.
Bills and over. And that's G-Money's picks for week 10 of the NFL.
Yep, and I'm picking that it's going to be 45 points total scored in that game. Yes, I'm expecting that Buffalo is going to really blow out Denver. I really feel sorry for Denver, but what can I say? That's just football. That's the way it goes. All right, but that's G-Money Sports Report for week number 10. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And I went from having my mama braid my hair to having girls wanting to braid my hair, because when you had long hair, girls all wanted to braid your hair. And that way you could have a lot of female friends. And since I had a lot of female friends, I used to get my hair braided a lot. And when I took the braids out of my hair and combed my hair, oh, I had a big puff afro. Yep, it wasn't as big as Bernard, but it was big. And girls really liked that. In fact, one girl told me if my natural was bigger, I would be fine. And I was like, wow, I got to get longer hair so that I can be fine? Oh, man, I thought I was already fine.
Yeah, nigga. We in the motherfucking house. Nigga, what's today? Yeah, my day, motherfucker. Yeah, what's up, nigga? Hey, rock that beat, my nigga. Do it.
ATL.
Yeah.
Fool, give up your pin number. I'm about to chop you down the size. You falling like some thin lumber. I'm on the corner shooting CeeLo.
Yeah,
making people come out they pockets like I'm Debo. Give up those coupons. You think I'm joking? I just jacked your little brother for his last RK token.
I wrote that
I'll make your piggy bank.
I wrote that part.
Take your sister's Hello Kitty person won't say thanks.
Hey, nigga, get up out your shit.
Hey, man, get out my pocket.
Busy D.
Get out my pocket.
I don't give a fuck if I came to the studio with you, nigga. Give me your watch, nigga.
You are my coach. Why you trapped my pocket? You are my coach.
Man, fuck that.
Nah, nah, nah.
Give me your watch, nigga.
Nah, that's my watch.
Give me your watch, man.
My watch. Watch. What?
You wanna know why? Big bank take little bank. Fool. Big bank take little bank. Nigga. Big bank take little bank. Fool. Bubble up, double up, bubble up, double up, bubble up, double up, bubble up. Big bank take little bank. Fool. Big bank take little bank. Nigga. Big bank take little bank. Fool. Double up, bing bing, double up, Taco Bell, double up, double up, double up, double up, double up. Check it out. Yeah, nigga. Excuse me, nigga. Check it out. We diggity dope for the 9 deuce. You know what I mean? Yeah, low riders, all up in your motherfucking. Hey, come here, Dizzy D. What happened to that watch, my niggas? You still owe me that watch, fool.
Hey, this is Andy Cooper, and I'd like to say hi to all my friends down in Antarctica.
Yeah, and this young Einstein,
Leo,
and I promise not to squint.
I'm Dizzy, and I'm Dustin, and that's all I have to say.
And together, they're Ugly Ducks.
Big bang, take.
this Christmas party, but it's going to be on the 8th of December. Can you understand that? It's before Christmas. He doesn't even know what day Christmas is. That's a shame. He is just a mess in a hat.
There's gonna be a lot of cars with they lights on, and I'm at home, so it's right zone. I'm a general, and use a throwaway. About to buck you down with the throwaway. With no stereo numbers, it's the summer. When niggas die, it's hotter than July. You better stay low before you get a halo. Plus wings in a gown when I come around. So take 10 paces and try to guess the color of my shoelaces.
Oh, lie. Oh, lie.
Max 10 is selling through the hills to the sky.
Oh, lie.
Ride my motorcycle to Luzinger High School to hang out with Ricky and Rick Rock after school. One day I met this girl named Martha, and we were walking around the school, and she wanted to go to her locker. So I walked her to her locker, and she was turning the combination on her locker, and I don't know what came over me, but I thought it was time for me to make a move. And I pinned her against the lockers, and I started kissing her. And she turned around and dropped her books and just wrapped her arms around my shoulders, and she gave me deep tongue kissing back. And I was like, whoa, I'm doing the move, and this girl is liking it.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got a couple of short jokes I want to share with you. I wrote a book, and they said the book was boring, and they put the book on the Braille reading list. And they said blind people were reading the book and their fingers were going to sleep. Woo! Why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know? You don't know? Because he'd look really silly wearing a sweater. Woo! Why did the homeless turtle cross the road? You don't know? Because he had to go to the Shell station. You know, I had a friend that had a girlfriend that had one eye and one leg. And I asked him what he called her. And he said he called her IHOP. Woo! You know, I knew a girl that had like 10 strands of hair on her head. And she put grease on her hair and she combed it to the side. And she called her hairstyle dippity-doo. And I told her it'll dip, but it won't do. Woo! All right, well, now it's time for me to share a story that I wrote for the listening audience. So, audience, sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as we share a story that I wrote for the listening audience. So, DJ Papa D, play the story that I wrote for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Wow, it's dark out here. The stock report were coming in every 3 months, and we were getting paid on the dividends from the stocks that the company owned. And I was putting the stocks in the drawer in the file. So that was my job. And I found out that my vice president, Mr. Bouchereau, and the back office manager were buying and selling stocks on their own. They were taking the information that had come from the back office. The back office would send a report to all the brokers, and they would send a report to everybody in the office on what the results of the corporations were doing, how much money they were making, and what their situation was in the financial market, whether they had gone up or they had gone down, if the stock had risen or if it had gone down. And so the brokers would use that information to give to their clients to see if their clients wanted to invest more of their money in the stock market. So I found out my boss and the manager were doing the betting on stocks in the office. And I was like, I want to know what you guys are doing. Tell me what you're doing so I can learn too, because I want to learn how the business goes.
And they said, that's fine, we can show you, but you have to learn a little at a time. We can't tell you everything at once. We got to tell you a little bit at a time. So I was like, okay, we'll do a little bit at a time. And I was following the report that I was getting every day on the stocks and what the situation was. And then I was listening to them as they were talking, and I found out that they were buying certain stocks, like they were buying Nike and Puma stocks. And at that time, they were penny stocks. Nike was 25 cents a share, and Puma was 30 cents a share. So they were investing in Nike and Puma. And they had bought like 1,000 shares of each one of the stocks. And they were taking it and holding the stock and seeing how high it would go. And then once it went up to a certain level, the vice president, Mr. Bouchereau, would sell his share of the stock and make the money. But the manager would say, no, it's not time to sell yet. The stock is still going to rise, so we need to keep the stock. So I'm not selling mine. I'm going to keep mine. And you sold yours a little early, but I'm going to keep mine, and I'm going to make some more money. And every time they did that, the manager would make more money than the vice president. He kept selling his stock too early. And they were talking about that, and I'd be listening in on the conversation. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm marking on my paper the stocks that they're investing in, and I'm following it as it's growing. And I know the stock is increasing, and I'm making a mark on the paper that I'm following these stocks. And so the manager and the vice president, Mr. Bouchereau, they were making money on the stock market, and they just kept rising and rising, buying and selling shares of stock. And I was like, okay, this is good. And I was really interested in what they were doing. I found out that they had a softball team for the brokerage, and they asked me if I wanted to play. And I had come in there straight out of college. I was in excellent shape. I had played sports all of my life. I had lifted weights. I came in there looking buff and strong and ready to play ball because I had a goal of trying to play pro baseball. So I had played baseball in college, and I had worked out, and I was in the gym, and I was in excellent shape. So when I stepped into the brokerage, I'd come to work draped every day because I had some slacks, and I had like 6 or 7 pair of shoes that matched every color that I wore, and I had some nice shirts. In fact, I had tuxedo shirts with the ruffles in the middle that you wear when you wear a tuxedo jacket, and I had a couple of sports coats, not many, but I had a couple of sports coats. I had a gray one, I had a black one, and I had a brown sports coat. So that was the limit to my wardrobe. But I had a lot of pair of slacks. I had gray and black and blue and green and brown slacks. So I dressed pretty nice to go to work. And the people in my office, the girls, really took to me. They really liked my attention, and they were trying to help me as much as they could by helping me learn the job and the position. And I was being courted by the girls, and I was being courted by the guys. And I didn't really think anything about it. I thought everybody was just being real helpful.
until I realized that all the guys that work at the stock brokerage, they were all gay. And they were constantly trying to help me. They were bringing me coffee and helping me with my reports and helping me put my folders together for the stock reports and everything. And I thought they were just being really nice until I started getting invitations to go to their house after we got off work. And I was like, I'd go over and visit a couple of times, and we'd sit up and have drinks, and, you know, I'd socialize with them. And then I realized that they wanted more than just being my friend. They were trying to date me. And I was like, oh, no, what's going on here? You know, so I was like, excuse myself real politely, you know, because I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So I would just excuse myself, and I would leave. And then I'd go back to work, and they would come up to me saying, how come you left? Why didn't you stay? You know, we were going to have dinner, and I cooked for you. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know that you had all of these plans for me. I was just coming by to have a drink or two, and I wasn't really planning on, you know, spending the night. I was just coming to be sociable. Because you're in my office and, you know, we're working together. So I did that with the guys, but the girls, man.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Such a unless you gon' do it. Extra, extra, yeah. Spread the news. Jack and Nelly took a trip from the loot of the Neptune. Came back with something thinking and fitting his ass soon. Think you gotta think about cutting the restroom. Oh. It's getting hot in here, so, hot. So take off all your clothes. Oh.
Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, let me check with my engineer to see what time it is, because where I'm at, it's pitch black. That daylight savings time has kicked in, and now it's total blackness out here where I'm located. So let me see what time it is and see if we have time to do a couple more jokes and a song maybe, or if we need to shut the show down, because I don't want to get locked outside, because it's dark. And that could be just because I have limited vision, but it's dark out here. What time is it, DJ?
4:35.
4:35? Okay.
Yep.
Well, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut it down and get out of the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? And I definitely need to get inside because it's total blackness out here from my vision. It's total blackness. And I don't want to get locked outside. So I want to say, let's do the birthdays, and then I can get on out of here. And I'll see you guys tomorrow on Friday's radio show. So, DJ, let's do the birthdays, acknowledge the birthdays for my fans, my friends, and the followers of the radio show. Let's acknowledge their birthdays since they're Scorpios in the building now. We need to acknowledge the Scorpio, Virgo, the Scorpio zodiac sign. So, DJ.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, November 9th, 2022. Happy birthday to Tantanisha Houston. Happy birthday, Antonio J. Gardner. Happy birthday, Clarence Leek. Happy birthday, Colette Alifat. Happy birthday to Bobby Arcalis. Utah Huste. Happy birthday to Kevin Woods Jr. Happy birthday to Jihad Sadiq McCoy. Happy birthday to Jeffrey Sneed. Happy birthday, Gordon Scott. Happy birthday to Cornisha Charlene Diggs. And last but not least, happy birthday to Tyler Bird. That's it. So we just want to wish everyone a happy birthday celebrating today, November 9th, 2023.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. Well, I know God is looking after you, giving you the blessings that he's bestowed upon everybody that he gave life to on this planet. And I hope that everybody is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ for your life after death relationship. So, without further ado, I want to sing a birthday song for you. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you act like one too. Woo! Yep, I'm feeling good. It's getting close to my birthday in December. So one more month, and then you can send me all of the presents and the gifts, and you can drop me all of the poetry and the birthday greetings online. So hit me up, because my birthday will be in the month of December, 5 days before Christmas. So I'll be looking forward to everybody hitting me up and wishing me well in my years of knowledge and strength and good looks and good beauty and all of that stuff. All right. Well, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. And I'll see you tomorrow on the radio show. Have a good evening. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in
and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.